morning. God bless you. This is Brother Steve again with the Sound of Life Daily Inspiration. As I had said yesterday, we went over the idea of being faithful in least. And I want to just read our verse again in Luke chapter 16 and verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust in much. If therefore, verse 11, ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? And in verse 12, if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And again, we want to look at several characters in the scripture of this principle working out in different men's lives. Today we want to look at Joseph. Joseph is one of my favorite characters, especially along this line of men who have been very faithful in little in their young years, and who God gave great responsibility in their later years. So, and also I want to say we're just going to get a little bit out of Joseph's life, as we could speak the whole week on Joseph, but we are not going to do that. We're going to start where Joseph is sold into slavery. First of all, we have Jacob, when Joseph is 17 years old, sending him out to see how it is with his brothers, and his brothers, in their envy, they throw him in a pit, and then finally decide to sell him to the Ishmaelites, and he gets sold into Egypt, and there's an officer in Egypt, one of Pharaoh's officers, Potiphar, is the captain of the guard of Egypt, and Joseph is sold into his hands. And then Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hands. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in his house and in his field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. If you think about this, the implication of this was not just an ordinary, farmer or whatever. This was the captain of the guard of Egypt, the superpower of that day. So this was likely a very rich man, and he had probably beautiful houses and whatever it might have been. But it says here that he gave everything in Joseph's hand, and he knew not even what he had except for the bread that he ate. Gives you a little bit of a picture, and it doesn't tell us here how long it took for that to happen, or what. Just gives us the age of Joseph as he's sold into Egypt, but it doesn't really tell us any more about what happened there, or how long a time period that was. But anyway, we see that Joseph had, or that Potiphar had great confidence in Joseph, and Joseph was very faithful in serving this man, this heathen general, and God blessed him for that. Even then, in the following verses, I'm not going to read all through that, but you know the story, most likely, where the Potiphar's wife tempted Joseph to go to bed with him, and anyway, even in that, Joseph, though he was in a foreign land, he could have made the ideas that all his dreams are are dashed to pieces. He'll never see his family again. Why does it matter? But no, Joseph says, verse 9, Joseph says, there is none greater in this house than I, neither had he kept back anything from me but thee, speaking to his wife, to Potiphar's wife, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Joseph maintained his integrity, and he maintained his relationship with God. And then, of course, with time there, Potiphar's wife kind of framed him and had him put him to prison. And then we go down to verse 20. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made to prosper. Here again just first glance, it seems, you could think, well, these were just prisoners. I mean, that was just in a prison, and it was no big deal. But we see that here it does say that he put him in the place where the king's prisoners were bound. And so this was not just the ordinary prison, but this was a prison where the main prison where the king's offenders were kept. And here, the other thing to keep in mind here is that in those days, in most kingdoms, the keeper of the prison was responsible to keep the prisoners there. And if, indeed, under his care, a prisoner would escape, he would lose his life. So, in a sense here, he was basically giving his very life into Joseph's hands, and he trusted him with it. Again, an amazing testimony of just the faithfulness of Joseph and how he gained respect everywhere he went because of his faithfulness. And then verse 40, it has the situation there where the Pharaoh's butler and his baker had their dream. We're going to skip over that. And then verse 41, it says at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. And then it tells about Pharaoh's dream and how when the chief butler remembered how Joseph had interpreted his dreams, he told Pharaoh about that, and Joseph was brought out, and he told Pharaoh the dreams and the interpretations of it, and so there, we'll skip on over to verse 37, when he had recommended that the Pharaoh would set up a man over all these affairs, and it says in verse 37 of chapter 42, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, and Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this? Is a man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God hath shewed thee all these things, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you, than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in an vesture of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler of all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Again, just simply put, everything he had, his whole kingdom, he basically put into Joseph's care. Again, an amazing testimony of the trust that he had with Joseph. And so then we will move on to Joseph's brothers come back, and then a few words in chapter 45, verse 3. Here's where Joseph finally makes himself known to his brothers, and just another little point I wanted to point out here. It says, "And Joseph said unto his brothers, I am Joseph, doth my father yet live? And his brothers could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brothers, Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life." And Joseph had an understanding of the divine purposes of God, and how God used those difficult situations to bring Joseph where he was, and to test him. And then verse 16 of the same chapter 45, it says, "And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants." Just another example of how Joseph had really gained the favor of Pharaoh and pretty much everybody in Egypt. "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brothers, This do ye, lade your beasts, and go get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your household, and come unto me, and I will give you the goods of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded this do ye, take your wagons out of the land of Egypt, for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father, and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours." And just a beautiful little story, a beautiful little example of just the faithfulness of one man and how God used that, and how he exalted him when he went through this humiliating experience of being sold into slavery, then rising up and being made the ruler in Potiphar's house, then ending up in prison, and then from there coming up and being ruler over all of Egypt. Again, just an example of being faithful in the little things and God giving him great things to do. God bless you. Thank you for listening.